Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. First of all, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
I didn't understand what you said.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm registered as a Democrat, but I'm not voting that way.
Okay. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding you.
How likely are you to vote in this November's election for President and Governor?
Yes, definitely I will vote.
Okay. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
The economy is terrible.
Okay. Would you say not so good or poor?
It's very poor.
And when it comes to the overall economy, which one of the following statements do you agree with more? I have two options. The first one, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or the second statement, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. So which do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
With what?
Which statement do you agree with more, the first one or the second statement?
Okay, tell me what the first one was.
The first one was, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have rocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or
he's terrible. Everything he does is terrible.
Okay, so you agree with more.
I'll be glad when he's gone. What?
You agree with more with this statement or the second one?
I have a hard time understanding you, so I'm not sure what the statement was, the first
one.
I
will repeat this statement. Okay. Again, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. This is the first one. And the second one, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. So which statement do you agree with more, the first one or the second?
That second one is definitely, I definitely do not believe in that, no.
Okay, so you agree with more with the first one, correct?
Yeah, he's a terrible president.
Okay, but you agree with more with the first one, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. And next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one is Lori Bukaut. Do you recognize the name? Lori Bukaut?
Is who? I'm not familiar with that name.
Never heard of? Okay. The first one, the next one, sorry, Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris? Very favorable.
Oh, my God. I would rate her as low as you can get.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Roy Cooper. Do you recognize the name? Roy Cooper?
Yes.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump?
I definitely think he is great.
Very favorable or somewhat
favorable? Very favorable.
The next one, Don Davis. Do you recognize the name, Don Davis?
No.
Never heard of
that name. What was that name again?
Don Davis.
I'm not familiar with that name.
Okay. And the last one, Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden?
As low as it can go.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And we're almost done. We're at 35%. Thank you for your time. If this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I will vote for the Republican. I would not vote for Kamala Harris for anything.
And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican? If you had to choose, did it?
Republican.
And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lori Bucow, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Republican. I'm voting straight Republican.
And do you belong to a credit union or not?
The what?
Do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes, I do.
And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage?
I do both. The bank and credit union.
But your primary financial institution, which?
My primary is my bank.
Okay.
But I do a lot with the credit union.
Okay. And next, here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one, Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU, and he has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I don't know.
Neutral?
That's something I'm not familiar with.
But after hearing that, your impression is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
What was the beginning of it? Who is it about?
I will repeat the statement, okay? The statement is, Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attending the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. So after hearing
I don't know what to say with that one because I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so neutral.
Yeah.
You don't have any impression of that. And the next one, as a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought to military families and veterans to increase healthcare benefits and get college loans. Very positive impression, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive for what? For what was the beginning of it?
About Don Davis. After hearing that?
Who?
Don Davis.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, but I will repeat the statement, okay, about Don Davis. As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase healthcare benefit and get college loans. After hearing that statement, your impression is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about...
I have no idea. I wouldn't even
neutral.
Know what to tell you. Mm.
Neutral? No opinion?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, the next one is, Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for border patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing and crack down on drug trafficking. After hearing that, your impression is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I don't know. I mean, you're telling me things that I'm not familiar with.
Correct. That's why we are read that to you. And you have more information about the candidate. After hearing that, your impression is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Who is the candidate?
Don Davis, congressman.
I'm not familiar with that person at all. I don't know.
Okay, but after
so I wouldn't know how to tell you.
After hearing, I just read to you about that candidate. Your impression in that specific statement is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I do not know.
Even if you don't know how to answer that. Okay. Thank you for taking the call. I cannot proceed if you don't select any of the available options. But thank you for your help. And have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, you too.